Parliament. Unprecedented, to be honest. The final farewell to a great man gone too soon. Urgency in the House. More Māori initiatives gone. New Zealand media taking a blow. It's been quite a week, eh, Claudette? Kia ora anō.
Yeah, it's been quite a week indeed. It's going to get even busier next week. Bills. I just wanted to do a bit of a wrap-up on the dismantling of Te Aka Whai Order. There was a really interesting comment that was made by the youngest member of Parliament, Hana Rāwhiti Maipipo-Clark, when she gave her speech opposing the dismantling of Te Aka Whai Order. She actually called a 2.0 Tohunga Suppression Act. Now, I don't have that clip, but I do have the Minister, Shane Reti, responding to that comment. Here is Shane Reti responding to Hana Rāwhiti Maipi-Clark's comment that the dismantling of Te Aka Whai Order was 2.0 Tohunga Suppression Act. Here he is here.
So some really impassioned kōrero from the opposition and even some tears. How do you feel about hearing them and also having your bill passed?
Sure. Look, I described this in the first reading that I understand this version of their dream has come to a conclusion and understand they are grieving that. I do really understand that. But I'm painting a different journey, often towards similar destinations, but a different journey that I'm asking the staff and others in the health sector to come with me, like I said, join me, help me, so that we can head towards that destination. That's what I'm asking for.
The youngest member of Parliament, 22-year-old Hana Maipi Clark, she likened the bill to the Tohunga Suppression Act 2.0. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, that's her view. I look at it as a new way to achieve Māori health outcomes, but I did hear her say that.
But we still haven't got any details, real tangible detail strategy on what the government is going to replace Te Aka Whai Order with. All we're hearing is that it is a less bureaucracy, but we're yet to hear exactly what that strategy is from Minister Shane Reti. Also too, the bills, school bills, and the government is establishing an inquiry into school bills because of budget blowout. Now, this issue isn't new, the bill and school bill. It was something that was introduced even the last national government and before that. A lot of these school builds is not because they want flash new buildings. It's actually because they've got broken down, busted buildings and they're unhealthy. Here is Labor leader Chris Hipkins and what he has to say about Nationals stopping those builds. Here he is here, Chris Hipkins.
I don't find it acceptable that any children are going to classrooms that are rotting and mouldy. We increased the budget for school maintenance and upgrades every year that we were in government because there is a long legacy here, and I'm not going to pin a blame for how we got to this point on any particular government because it accumulated over the space of 30 or 40 years. But we were, as a government, working on fixing that. And I think the fact that the government are hitting pause on a lot of that work is really an indictment on them. They should be plowing forward with that work. We cannot afford to stop.
Yeah, you can't afford to stop. Those schools need their new rebuilds. We also hear that, and I'm yet to talk to Minister Stanford about it, but we do hear that those that have that building tikanga designs, they will be lower prioritised because the Ministry of Education has not got in status on the difference between gyms and whare, and gyms have been prioritised because they've got a status report on them. So that's something that we'll have to pick up with Minister Stanford next week. And a really interesting bill is coming through. Well, it's an amendment to the Firearms Act is through Parliament, came through Parliament with Minister Nicole McKee. She's the Associate Minister of Justice. And it's around semi-automatic firearms. There's an amendment to it that allows semi-automatic firearms to come in, to come into use if they're for sporting purposes. Now, here's the Minister, Nicole McKee, explaining to us why there's an amendment to the Firearms Act. Here she is here.
When it comes to semi-automatic firearms, we already have 6,600 people in possession of them under strict controls. What may be proposed, and this came out of a petition that was presented in Parliament, was the people asking about being able to have a sporting exemption. That's what will be on the table when it comes to rewriting the Arms Act. Not before, but then.
6,000 people have got semi-automatic rifles. And now semi-automatic rifles is an amendment to allow sports people to hold licences for semi-automatics. I did ask the minister what they shoot at, and she said that they're stationary metal targets for a semi-automatic. We've got an Olympic medal winner that in semi-automatic target shooting. Isn't that unbelievable? I think that's unbelievable.
And so do I, Claudette. Hey, listen, sis, thanks very much for all the feedback you've been collating for us. I know it's difficult too because you're on the tiles, you're in the house, trying to corral our kaikōrero, but it does give us a feeling that, you know, we've got a finger on the pulse down in Wellington. So hats off to you for the mahi you continue to do on behalf of waitenews.com, sis, and have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday, Claudette Hawiti.
Nga mihi.
Nga mihi. Good on you. Thank you, Claudette.